What is up, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Eric Davis. We are live at the 2013 Toronto International Film Festival. This is our third podcast. I am, of course, with Mr. Sean O'Connell. We're going to talk about two films today, Sean. Can a Song Save Your Life? And Philomena. We've seen both of these films within the last 24 hours. They are both Weinstein Company films. Philomena comes out in April. Can a Song Save Your Life was just picked up last night. I think the Weinstein Company is in final negotiations. Let's start with Can a Song Save Your Life. This is the Adam Levine from Maroon 5. This is his acting debut. Mark Ruffalo, Keira Knightley. The biggest story probably is that it is the follow-up to John Carney's Once, which is, you know, Falling Slowly, la-di-da. It's that movie. This is his follow-up. What's your reaction?
We've talked about it a lot. I love it. And I've been telling almost everybody that I have seen up here to seek it out, to find it. At the end of the last podcast, we talked about it's time to go find some hidden gems. And when we walked out of the press office, we talked our way into this screening. Some nice publicists helped us out, gave us tickets, and I just had a good feeling about it. I liked Once a lot. I thought the cast of this sounded great. Catherine Keener is also in it, but I just liked everybody in it, and I wanted to see what John Carney did next. And it's not a perfect film, but it's such an uplifting and sweet and funny, and it's a great ode to both New York City and to the act of songwriting. And Keira Knightley is a singer. She's dating a musician played by Adam Levine, who's about to take off. She decides to record her own album when they have some troubles, and Ruffalo helps her out. He plays a burned out A&R guy. It's formula, but the music really, really worked for me. All the performances worked for me. I fell head over heels in love with it. It's one of my favorite things I've seen up here. I really enjoyed it. I'm glad it got purchased. And you mentioned it should probably play at Tribeca because it's such a New York movie.
It's a real New York movie. I think that's what I like the most about it. It's a true love letter to New York City. And, you know, I heard someone say it was the studio version of Once. If Once is a little bit more nuanced, a little smaller, a little bit more personal, this one is a little bit bigger. It's a little bit more accessible. It's a little bit more Hollywood-y. And it feels a little bit more kind of formula. But that being said, it still has some really nice performances. It's got some really touching moments in it, and it's got some good music. I don't know if it's got another Falling Slowly. I don't know if it's got another one of those songs that just kind of eats at your soul, but it's got some great music. If you're a fan of Adam Levine, if you're a fan of Maroon 5, he's got some nice songs in it too, and it's the kind of movie where I think they can kind of package it with the soundtrack and, yeah, possibly hold it for a while, bring it to Tribeca where it could do really, really well, and, yeah, they're all over New York in it, and as a New York boy, that's just something that sat with me really well and I connected with. And I really like the relationship between Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley. The two of them are just great in it. And they kind of straddle that line between is he my mentor? Are we going to be lovers? Are we going to be friends? And I said in my review, they waltz around that line between loving someone and falling in love with someone. And I really like the way they play it out in the movie. So, yeah, we both really liked it and highly recommend it. And we'll be following it as it comes. It's going to hit theaters. We just don't know when yet. Moving on, we just saw Philomena, which is the latest Stephen Frears movie. I liked it. You know what's funny? And I'm going to hand it to Sean. He'll tell you what it's about. But, Sean, I want to paraphrase you where you said it. You said it's mildly touching. It's a great movie for my mom and her friends. And that's not a bad thing.
No.
Because I think we need more movies for our moms and her friends. But it did feel like one of those films. And so I explain that.
Well, it stars Judi Dench, and she plays an older woman who, when she was much younger, had a child through a fling with a love interest when she was a teenager. And she was in an orphanage? What was that home? What is that home? How would you describe that?
Yeah, she's in sort of like a home of nuns. And the nuns take in these sorts of women that are having babies and don't know what to do and don't know where to go. And then they, unfortunately, at this place, they then sold these babies to wealthy Americans who came over and adopted them while they were putting these women to work to atone for the sins of having sex out of wedlock and having these babies out of marriage, and she has this child, and the child disappears, and 50 years later she decides she wants to find this child again.
Right. So she finds Steve Coogan, who is a former BBC journalist who kind of got bumped out because of a scandal. He's looking for a new purpose. He gets talked into doing this general interest story, this human interest story, and he helps this woman find her child. And, you know, there are tiny twists and bumps in the road along the way that they have to go and find this kid. There are surprises that we'll leave for you to discover, because when you go check it out, it felt like an Angela Lansbury mystery, you know? Like, nobody dies or anything like that, but there's just these little things that they need to keep figuring out, and all the pieces keep dropping into place. To me, it's a solid double from in a baseball analogy. Didn't blow me away. The performances are great. You know, I put it on my radar because Judi Dench is getting a lot of Oscar consideration for her performance, and I'd be curious to see if that momentum builds. She's fine, but it wasn't, to me, a challenging role necessarily for her. It's something that she could easily do, and she easily did. And we were talking about Steve Coogan, too. He's always good, but when is he ever great? You know, when does he really blow you away? And so the best thing I can say about Philomena is that it's fine. It was good. I liked it. But, you know, to come out of something like Can a Song Save Your Life, where you just embrace it fully, or at least I did, for Philomena, it was, I'm glad I saw it, and I'll recommend it to an older crowd.
Yeah, and it's funny that you say the mystery novel, because she's telling Steve Coogan about these novels that she's reading throughout the film, and they are novels that remind me of the movie. They have these minor little twists and turns that really kind of capture her imagination, but he kind of rolls his eyes with it because he expects kind of something deeper and something more fulfilling, maybe because he's younger or he's more advanced. And so it is a great film for your mom and her friends, you know, and that's not a bad thing. It's a good movie, and it warms the heart, and I think it was good. And Sean, before we go, let's just talk. I think we're going to meet another time or two and talk about another couple of films. I saw The F Word this morning with Daniel Radcliffe and Zoe Kazan, and it was sweet and emotional, and I really enjoyed it. I have a review up at movies.com. And Sean, is there anything that you want to quickly plug that maybe we can bring up later on?
Well, we should definitely talk about The Double, which is a Jesse Eisenberg film that almost everybody I've run into up here is like, oh, have you seen The Double? Go see The Double. And it's totally interesting and really different, and I'll try to explain why. It reminds me of Terry Gilliam's Brazil, or even some David Lynch. It's just odd in that way. Like, Jesse Eisenberg plays two different characters. They're both Jesse Eisenberg, and for different reasons, they don't recognize why they look like each other. I also want to talk about Parkland at some point, which is the JFK assassination film starring almost everybody, Billy Bob Thornton, Zac Efron, Marcia Gay Harden, because it's good, and I think it should be getting some more attention. It got kicked around the Venice Film Festival, but more people caught it here and seem to be giving it a better chance, and I think we should give it a little bit more love on a later podcast.
Sean, I'm going to end this note. We both went to a couple of parties last night. We were at the Fox Searchlight party, and I just want to say that we did. I did briefly meet Michael Fassbender, and he was wearing a leather jacket, and he looked like the coolest dude I have ever met in my entire life. Have you met anybody? Have you had any encounters here that have been special for you?
None. No. We saw Adam Levine drive past in a car, and we saw people chase after him. You saw Carmelo Anthony.
I did. I met Melo, and I asked him. I said, "Are we winning this year?" And he said, "Yeah, we're winning it this year." And that was a really special moment for me as a kid from New York, grew up lifelong Knicks fan, and that was a really cool moment.
But the stars are here. It's funny, like, we were talking about how big TIFF is, like, as we were just walking past the theater where, you know, there are these huge Cadillac Escalades sitting out the back, and we know that, like, famous people are coming out, but we're not doing that part of the festival, but there are all these people camped out just waiting to see that. They probably don't even go to the movies. They just camp out waiting to see famous people. So you can do that if you ever come up here, but there's also plenty of films to see.
Ties into kind of the theme of this year's festival. They have posters everywhere. Is what's your festival personality? Are you the cinephile that just goes to movies and buries your head in them? Or are you the stargazer who stands outside of theaters and waits for celebrities? What festival personality is you? Are you? And so that ties in well to what the theme is this year. Mr. Sean O'Connell, thank you very much. As always, we are running on fumes, but we will keep recording for you and let you know more about the films this year. A lot of great slate so far. Sean, we will meet again.
Sounds good. We have August Osage County coming, Devil's Knot, and a couple other big films. So thank you very much for listening to us, and we'll talk to you guys very soon.